It is 54 degrees, light drizzle and fog in Des Moines. I'm Suzanne Lee, News Radio 1040 WHO. The National Weather Service in Des Moines issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Adair County in southwest Iowa, southeastern Guthrie County in west central Iowa. This until 10:15 this morning. Thunderstorms producing small hail in west central Iowa there. 9:23 this morning, the National Weather Service indicated strong thunderstorms were moving through north central Adams County at 55 miles per hour. So stay tuned to WHO. We'll keep you updated. A murder warrant has been issued for a man sought in the killing of a Sioux City man whose body was found in a South Dakota ditch. Sioux City police say 20-year-old Martin Castellanos remains on the loose. Investigators say Castellanos is suspected of shooting to death 20-year-old Adrian Rojas Hernandez on Sunday morning in Sioux City. South Dakota authorities say Hernandez's partially burned body was found later Sunday in a ditch along a gravel road about 5 miles east of I-29's exit 64 between Canton and Sioux Falls. Sioux City police say 22-year-old Ricardo Jaime Vidal has been arrested and charged as an accessory after the fact in that crime. Municipalities such as Tipton that invested in urban wetlands to assist in pollution reduction are seeing benefits in water quality as well as an increase in biodiversity. David Osterberger, executive director of the Iowa Policy Center, released a new report today on the use of those urban wetlands, and he says while minimal, the impacts are noticeable.
This is another case where urban people are actually cleaning up for the rural areas. Farmers ought to be able to see also that people in cities really are taking this on, and they ought to, under the nutrient reduction strategy, voluntarily start doing something.
Osterberger is hoping the idea takes off. He suggests municipalities create more wetland areas ranging from a third of an acre on up and are site-specific in terms of cost. He says of all municipalities committed to the practice, nutrient reduction would be stepped up. If you want to see the new report, it's available at iowapolicyproject.org. Broadlawns Medical Center is hosting another enrollment fair this Saturday from 9 to 1. They'll have 12 counselors available to help Iowa Care participants and anyone else needing help in enrolling in the new Iowa Health and Wellness Plan. Betty Spratt, the supervisor of financial counseling, has a recommendation on what to bring with you.
As a rule, what we're doing is we're telling patients that they need to bring their ID and Social Security card. We are telling them on the checklist proof of their citizenship, like birth certificate, certificate of naturalization, or their permanent resident card. And then if they file an income tax return for 2012, they need to bring that with them.
The enrollment fair takes place at Broadlawns Medical Center's financial counseling office in the 1800 block of Hickman. If you need more information, it's 282-2200. The National Weather Service in Des Moines issuing a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Adair County in southwest Iowa and southeastern Guthrie County until 10:15 this morning. Severe thunderstorm was located 11 miles northwest of Greenfield, and that storm moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. WHO News Time, 10:06.
Close, cell 6.